feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, what if they're not holding you back, but lifting you up? Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, hosted by Karen Alexandra. This podcast is for women with excess facial or body hair and anyone facing obstacles, ready to uncover their true strength and beauty. Join us for encouraging stories of healing, growth, and empowerment, all sprinkled with a little faith. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Subscribe now and start your journey to being fearless, free, and forever loved.
Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, the podcast uncovering the truth about who we are, fearless, free, and loved. I'm your host, Karen Alexandra, and I'm thrilled you're joining me today. Before we begin, please subscribe so you won't miss any encouragement and share this episode with someone who could use an uplift. Now, let's dive in. Is your desire for marriage feeling unfulfilled? Have you ever found yourself questioning, why hasn't it happened for me? What's holding me back from finding love? Or maybe you felt like your age or past defines you, places limits on your ability to be seen and cherished. In a world where fewer women are tying the knot, that feeling can weigh heavily on our hirsutism. For women dealing with hirsutism, a condition where excess hair grows in places typically associated with men, the journey can feel even more complicated, adding layers of self-doubt to the desire for love and connection. If you've ever felt these thoughts tugging at your heart, this episode is for you. When it comes to fulfilling the desire for marriage, today we'll uncover the hope and possibilities that lie ahead. Let's take a moment to reflect on the statistics. In 2022, only 31 out of 1,000 single women walked down the aisle. Only 31. That's a notable decline compared to past decades. It's true, many women are prioritizing their careers and personal growth, which is fantastic, but it also means marriage is often delayed or set aside entirely. Be honest. How does that statistic make you feel? Do you find yourself feeling anxious or hopeful about your own relationship journey? If you're sitting there thinking, does this mean I have no chance at love? I completely understand. This journey can sometimes feel lonely and impossible, especially with the unique challenges that come from hirsutism. Think about this. With about 167.5 million women compared to 164.5 million men in the U.S., the gender ratio isn't as skewed as is often reported. This means for every 100 women, there are about 98 men, but we still feel the pressure from these numbers, especially knowing that many potential partners might be unavailable for various reasons. But what if love is simply a matter of timing and connection rather than competing numbers? Have you ever considered that the right person may be waiting just beyond the next intersection, ready to merge their path with yours? While the statistics may seem daunting, remember that relationships aren't just about numbers. They're about the personal connections we create. You don't need to sift through endless options. What matters is finding the right connection with someone who truly sees you for the radiant person you are, shining bright like a diamond in their eyes. And that starts with how you see yourself. Honor your journey, your quirks, your challenges, including navigating your age, hirsutism, or past experiences, as they all contribute to your remarkable story. Trust that the right connection will come at the right time. Stay hopeful and remember, your journey is uniquely beautiful. Let me ask you a question. If the key to finding the right connection lies in accepting your own story, how might healing from your past and seeing your challenges as the fire that strengthens you, building your resilience, change the way you approach the future? Here's where faith and trust come in. You might be wondering, why is it taking so long? Why hasn't love happened for me yet? But I want to encourage you with this. God's timing is always perfect. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 3:1, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Sometimes we get discouraged because we can't see the whole picture, but God sees the beginning, middle, and end. Can you recall a time when something wonderful happened for you when you least expected it? And how did that experience shape your views on waiting? For me, I remember years ago, I didn't trust men. I thought they were only interested in sex and not genuine relationships. So I kept them at arm's length out of fear of being hurt. But unexpectedly, while I was volunteering, I met a man who served along with me. He wouldn't let me stay in my shell. Opportunity after opportunity, he showed me kindness, respect, and honor. And through his actions, I really believe God used him to help me heal from past trauma and insecurities. And while we didn't have a romantic relationship, I still look back on that time with gratitude and appreciation. With him, I felt like a queen, seen, valued, and worthy of love, happiness, and grace. And even now, I feel like I was part of a dance that only God could have choreographed. Though he wasn't the one for marriage, his presence in my life helped me open my heart and mind, preparing me for the possibilities of love and marriage ahead. I'll forever be thankful for how he played a pivotal role in my life. And here's the truth. Your story isn't over. Sometimes the most meaningful relationships come when we least expect them. Don't let the waiting season make you feel like you're being overlooked or forgotten. You're not. God knows the desires of your heart, and he's working in the ways that you might not always see. Trust him. Trust his timing. Now, as we think about God's perfect timing, I want to address a question that often crosses our minds in seasons of waiting. Is it too late? Here's something I want you to hear clearly. It is never too late for love. Some of the most beautiful and powerful relationships have begun later in life. Take Ruth and Boaz, for example. Ruth was a widow, having lived through many hardships, yet God brought her a partner just at the right time. And today, we continue to see that it's never too late to find love. Just look at Marjorie Fitterman, age 102, and Bernie Littman, age 100, who married on May 19, 2024, after being together for 9 years. With a combined age of 202 years, they set the Guinness World Record for the oldest newlyweds. Their love story began when they met at a costume party, a beautiful reminder that love can bloom at any age. Paul McCartney, the famous musician, married Nancy Chevelle in 2011. McCartney was in his late 60s and Nancy was in her 50s. This marriage, McCartney's third, came after experiencing the pain of loss, but it shows that even after heartache and life's challenges, new love can still blossom. Ruth and Boaz, as well as Marjorie and Bernie, and Paul and Nancy, shows us that God's love and plans for us are not bound by age, our past, our societal expectations. Have you ever thought about how age has impacted your perspective on love? What dreams do you still hold for your future love life? You're never too old to meet someone who will cherish you. And just because things aren't happening on our timeline doesn't mean they're not happening at all. I recently read an article which gave some great tips about what to do while you're waiting and single. While you're waiting for love, this doesn't have to feel like a holding pattern. This time can actually be a season for building a life that feels full and meaningful. You don't have to stay locked inside waiting for things to fall into place. In fact, they state it's important for us to step outside our comfort zone and engage with the world around us. Imagine stepping out of your front door like a traveler setting out on a journey. The world is full of new experiences awaiting you with open arms. So here are 7 things you can focus on during this season. 1, deepen your relationship with God. Spend time in prayer, read the word, and ask God to guide you in this season. Strengthening your faith helps you find peace and joy even when things don't go according to your timeline. The closer you grow to God, the more confidence you'll have in His plan for your life. Number two, do what you love. Whether it's painting, hiking, baking, or trying something completely new, dive into the things that make you happy. Not only does it bring joy, but you might even meet people who share those same interests. So what's something you've always wanted to try but haven't yet? What step can you take this week to make it happen? Number three, open yourself to love in all forms. Romantic love isn't the only kind of love that matters. Cultivate deep friendships, cherish your family relationships, and practice self-love. By opening your heart to all the love in your life, you begin to fill your cup and set a strong foundation when romantic love enters. Number four, shift your focus. Instead of dwelling on what you don't have, focus on what you do. Embrace your strengths and passions. They bring fulfillment and attract what's meant for you. So think about what brings you joy and how can you bring more of it into your daily life. Number five, stay open. Sometimes we box ourselves in with rigid ideas about what our future should look like. So stay open to the unexpected. Love often shows up in ways we don't anticipate. Number six, work on yourself. Use this time to grow into the best version of you, whether it's setting new fitness goals, learning how to set boundaries, or even seeking counseling, therapy, or coaching to heal from past wounds. This time can be transformative. Taking care of yourself, body, mind, and soul sets you up for a healthy relationship when the time comes. Think about it. Is there something you've been wanting to work on for yourself but keep putting off? And finally, number seven, enjoy the present. Enjoy where you are now. Don't think of this time as just waiting. There's so much life to live right now. Create a life that feels good to you. And when the right person comes along, that'll fit into the happiness you've already built. Don't stay at home wishing things would change. Go out, make new memories, and fully live this season. Build happiness in the present, and the right person will complement the life you created. The truth is, focusing on deepening your faith, seeking professional help when needed, and creating a full, meaningful life now is one of the best things you can do for yourself and future relationship. Happiness doesn't come from someone else. It starts within you. I came across a quote from an unknown author that I believe summed this up perfectly. It said, "The best way to prepare for love is to create a life that you love." Before we wrap up, to every woman listening, whether you have hirsutism or not, hear this. You're not less valuable because you're single. You're not less beautiful because you don't fit someone else's idea of perfection. You're not less worthy because things aren't unfolding as you imagine, or because the numbers seem against you. Your worth isn't defined by a timeline, the odds, or the opinions of others. It's rooted in who you are, unchanging and unaffected by anything outside of you. Like a mountain standing tall through every storm, your worth remains firm, unshaken by anything that comes your way. As we reflect on these truths, I want to leave you with a powerful reminder from Scripture. Psalm 37:4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." When we focus on loving God and allowing His will to guide us, He brings the right relationships into our lives at just the right time. Trust that while you wait, He is working, like a gardener tending to the soil, preparing the perfect environment for the seeds He has planted in you. His love for you is constant and His plan is flawless. Hold fast to the hope that He is shaping your story and bringing the right people into your life at the perfect time. As we wrap up today's conversation, remember these thoughts. Your story is not defined by numbers, timelines, or societal expectations. You are loved, worthy, and valuable just as you are. God's plan for your life is unfolding in perfect timing. And while you wait, trust that He is preparing something beautiful just for you. Take this season to deepen your relationship with God, embrace your journey, and live fully in the present. Your worth isn't depending on the waiting, but on the beautiful person you already are. So as you move forward this week, think about one small action you can take to embrace the season you're in. Whether it's nurturing your faith, pursuing a passion, or simply being kind to yourself, every step you take is part of your growth. Keep trusting, keep believing, and remember, your story is far from over. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, be fearless, be free, and always remember, you are forever loved. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a rating. It helps more beautiful people like you to discover this show. And if today's episode resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share with someone who could use a little encouragement today. Finally, if you haven't already hit the subscribe or follow button, do so now. You'll never miss an episode of Support, Strength, and Love. Let's keep this journey going together. And again, thank you for listening.
I'm loving the day, loving the way I look in the mirror. I got no fear, I'm feeling myself. Ring all the bells, I'm coming hot, not gonna stop. I'm liking my shoes, liking my shirt. I like how I move, skipping the dirt. I'm on top of the world, it feels so good, yeah.